Here am I, Lord Jesus. Here am I, send me to the fields of harvest. Here am I, send me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Except for what I thought was a bit of a conspiracy against me some 2 weeks ago, I do appreciate the opportunity to speak on this very important occasion. The chaplain and Dr. Westcott, when discussing about who would speak today, decided on picking on me. But then, over the telephone, I could hear them saying, be sure to tell him it must be 10 minutes. And then a week later, they sent me a text. It was Acts 20. And the reading would say, Paul would speak from noon on to the night until Eutychus fell. And I said, maybe I shouldn't pick that text because I knew they expect me to speak for only 10 minutes and not be the African pastor that I have been all my life. It would have been 4 hours, they knew that. So they want to be sure I speak for only 10 minutes. I'll try to see if I can, as an African, talk in 10 minutes. But I want you to know that the last 17 years, I have always heard God, and I seem to be penetrating into his throne. And the one very important thing on the agenda up there in heaven has always been, who are we sending? Who is going for us? And that is repeated over and over wherever you go. The last 1 month as I came into this country, I could hear that God must be very busy talking that over and over, who shall we send? Who will go for us, even in the United States of America? Who is there to speak the message, to confront and meet people and bring them home to us? As I listen to the reading of Acts, I think at a point I had almost felt as if God at a point was about weeping when he discovered that the Ethiopian returning was reading and reading aloud to himself, but was completely as a loss as to who is the author talking about. And was yet, he must have gathered that somewhere, somehow, his life was cut off. Therefore, there is none in his generation, not a descendant of his, who could be contacted, who could be consulted to say, tell us what really happened. The author has said that he was so humbled, but do you know that in spite of his humility, in spite of his submission, his life was terminated. No relation, no family member to talk about him. He defended himself to a great extent. He did declare before Pilate that my kingdom is not of this world. I am not a rival king to the Jews. My kingdom is not here, but they cut him off. Who is there to tell us? And here is this Ethiopian God-fearer returning, unfortunately, picked that parchment and he read it and couldn't really say, will there be somebody to tell me? And the heavens again returned to the agenda. That next item again was, who is going for us? It's not just anybody, not just an apostle. It's not enough to say, in May 15, 1996, those young men will be graduated. It will be okay. Who is going to go for us? and go in a specific way, carrying the specific message and putting it right and straight and achieving our goal. Let me tell you when it becomes a little more complicated. Let me tell you what happened in 1973. This guy came into this country, arrived at St. Louis Airport. Everything in your country actually is very exciting, but absolutely strange. I had expected some person from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis to be at the airport to take me to Concordia Seminary. I carried my name tags to be sure they will know who I am. There was nobody from Concordia Seminary, and there I was. The next I thought was, let me find out how to get to Concordia Seminary. And I approached this man, and I did believe that I knew how to speak English. I would have expected that they understood me. And so I walked up to this man and said, excuse me, sir. I had expected someone from Concordia Seminary to come and pick me out of here to that campus. And this man looked at me and said to me, give them a ring. And I looked at. Why must I give my ring away? He has already gone, and I turned to another man and said, can you help me, please? How can I get to Concordia Seminary? Take a cab. Oh, I want you to know that was very insulting. Why do you order me out of your country to say take a cab? C-A-P means get out of here. But that man thought he was telling me to take a C-A-B, but he pronounced it just like C-A-P, ordering me out of the country. Whom shall we send? Who's going for us? We are not looking for someone who is able to put out 30 pages of the story of Jesus in an hour and a half. We are looking for someone who has a real zeal for the communication of that which he has known. We have someone who will be able to encounter, to intimate the person we are looking for. Poor Philip, he was not even an apostle, you know, not a prof. He was picked only as a deacon. A couple of months before that time, his colleague was stoned a few days ago, Stephen. But he was a man that St. Luke describes in Luke chapter 6. What God needs is a man fired by the Spirit, a man with great enthusiasm, a man who loves God and can make that known and transparent, both in his words, in his life, the eagerness to say, whatever it takes, I want to be there and I want to share it. And the Spirit got a hold of this good deacon. And the deacon moved. I admire the urgency with which he received the message. Go south. Go right away. And he wasted no time. Even though he was being occupied talking with Simon the Sorcerer and finding that a lot of people were pulling to him to hear him. But here comes the message. Go right away to the south. And he went straight. Know whom he met? An envoy. Think of ever speaking to a congressman of this country? Would you like to talk with President Nixon? Seems a little frightening, isn't it? But for Philip, because this matter is so very important, if the kings and queens, if the functionaries of governments are not met and confronted, there is no point in even living. St. Paul would say, woe to me. If I preach not the gospel to the Jews, I must also go to Rome, the seat of the city of the empire. And so Philip moved up, not afraid, and heard the reading. Do you understand what you are reading? He could understand that there is a difference between a ring, and my friend was talking about a telephone, probably, and I wouldn't give over my only ring, of course. How can I understand? But who is this man talking about? And Philip went straight into it. Yes, in the midst of his submission, which he did and did it for you and for me, they cut off his cares. Sure, he was killed in innocence, and that was the Christ, the Messiah. But do you know one more thing? God raised him up. God raised him up. And we rejoice that for his sake, we are saved. The pilgrimage does you no good if you do not understand the heart of the message in Christ Jesus. That's what the temple was all about. And you can't go back to Ethiopia reading this passage without knowing that the prophet was merely concerned about the Christ crucified, Christ raised to life. Help me a little more, please. And how do I enter the kingdom? Baptism. You've got to die. You must die in that water. You must be buried with him and come back to be alive in Christ. Whom shall we send? Who is going for us? Why a mission congress? 11th? And I do hope next year there will be another congress. In fact, as I observe every day in this campus, in our classroom in particular, the whole thing is missions. The emphasis is, who is going? How are you going? Are we really prepared? Men to go, men to speak the message, straight to the point, confronting even kings and lords. Last week we raised a question in our classroom, why would you tell us that the American people, the people of America, of all places, have driven Christian religions to the backside of their rooms? Who is going to go? Why can't there be people? If the seed of the corn had fallen into the ground and died, the assurance is a lot of fruits shall have been produced. And I do believe, even though he was cut off at the prime of youth, the seeds he had produced are here to dialogue with the highest of personalities in this country, to break into the limousine, to sit with burning desire to say, listen, a whole country will be burnt out if Christ is no more at the center of it. This is what the conference that we have the opportunity to begin today is seeking to focus on. And it's not a conference that is going to speak only to students of missiological studies. I wish the entire people were here to help us focus on the one thing needful. Again, I want you to know my feelings has been, God seems to be really exhausted asking the question, who is going? Whom are we sending? Yes, in the midst of all of the students that we have produced, who are we sending? You want to be sent? Bow down a little bit and ask him. If in his mercy he may give you the grace of being filled with the Spirit that was given to Philip. Request him in humility that he may endow you with the gift, a willingness to be of use to another. Pray that he grants to you understanding of how you put the message in a loving manner to persuade, and allow the Holy Spirit to carry out the work. Isn't it amazing that Philip would step out of his chariot and ask for baptism? And when he was again reading how that Philip left that water, I almost screamed. I thought I was in the church in Nigeria. I almost said, praise the Lord, because this young man, this beautiful senior official of the government, has returned to his home rejoicing. He has received the most precious thing in life, Christ himself. And the gift is with each one of us. Let's share it. Let's tell God, I'm here. Send me. I want to do your biddings. And gracious Father, I pray for all of your servants here assembled. Grant to us the spirit that you gave to Philip, a spirit of willingness to serve you and to move forward with your gospel, to share it in ways that will transform the minds and build up the faith. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.